It's one of hurling's oldest rivalries, but this weekend Cork and Tipperary will meet for the first time in an All-Ireland final. We're going to talk this afternoon to two men who'll be working in Croke Park on Sunday. Paul Carroll will be in the commentary box for Tip FM, while John Cashman will be describing the action for Cork's C103. First of all, let's listen to the two in full flow, starting with Paul commentating on Oisin O'Donoghue's goal in Tipperary's win over Kilkenny.
To the D, it's a real battle for possession. Andrew Orman trying to get onto it. Here comes Oisin O'Donoghue. He's outside the 21. He's won a free. Shoots for goal.
Goal!
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 Oisin O'Donoghue has done it again with the best goal he's probably ever scored into the top corner. Incredible! 420 to 29 points. The kid from Cashel has done it again.
I think they enjoyed that. Now let's hear John Cashman describe one of the moments that helped send Cork through to their second final in a row.
Kieran Joyce standing in the centre-back role to drive it down towards Brian Hayes on the top of the right roll. He's almost unplayable at the moment, Brian Hayes. He's on the way towards goal again. Gives it to Alan Connolly. Goal on here. It's the second Rebel goal. It was made by Brian Hayes. It was scored by Alan Connolly. That is magnificent from back to front for the Rebels. 2-5 to 4 points.
And both men, as I say, join us on the line. John, we'll start with you because we last spoke 12 months ago. And I think this time we'll have to start with the hunt for tickets in Cork. We were talking about it earlier in the week. What's it been like?
Oh, it's been frenetic, Rachel. Rachel, good afternoon to you. It really has been. There's been such demand. This Cork team has really had a magnificent love affair, really, with the fans. It's been huge over the past couple of years. And everybody wants to go to Croke Park. And there were estimates that there were probably 55,000 to 60,000 people at the semi-final against Dublin a couple of weeks ago from a Cork point of view, but only probably half of those realistically are going to be there on Sunday. It's been really, really hectic since the fixture became reality. Everybody wants to be at the match, but as I said, it's really, really difficult. The week improved a little bit when the players, the clubs that have players involved in the Cork panel got a slightly bigger allocation of tickets on Tuesday, and then there were a few more just kind of funneled back on Wednesday, but it's not nearly enough to meet the demand within clubs, Rachel, and obviously outside the clubs as well, because so many Cork supporters are not directly associated or members of their local club.
Paul, are the tickets as scarce in Tipperary?
Yeah, it's pretty much hen's teeth stuff around Tipperary as well. Yeah, they're not to be got anywhere really, and it's kind of been questions been asked to everyone who's involved with hurling or involved in the build-up in any way at all are being asked for tickets.
But yeah, you're probably mithered at this stage, are you?
Yeah, and we don't get any tickets, so I don't have any, but I know it's brilliant. The excitement around Tip is unreal. There's flags everywhere, jerseys everywhere all around the streets, and it's kind of the talk of wherever you go is all about 3:30 p.m. on Sunday.
Yeah, it's lovely to have it, isn't it? John, you came very, very close a year ago, and to be fair, Cork were very gracious in defeat. Does that put added pressure, though, on the team?
In a way, it might, Rachel, put a bit of extra pressure, but also I think gives them a steely resolve that the disappointment and the heartbreak of such a narrow defeat at the end of extra time to Clare 12 months ago. I think the group were very determined. They refocused early on again when they got together for pre-season training. And from the very first league game away to Wexford on a wet and dreary January evening, there was a real determination about the team to go one step further, taking it game by game. I think maybe they can put it into a positive, really, and take the pressure off a little bit and feel that they've had the experience of last year, they've maybe learned lessons, they've maybe can right just a couple of small wrongs that were maybe game changers last year and could win the match this time. So I think Pat Ryan and the team will be taking it as a positive rather than a negative.
Paul, the Tipperary supporters have really rode in behind Liam Cahill and this team. What do you think have been the key factors behind that?
Yeah, I think it's probably what the players have shown the supporters. You know, I think Liam made the point at the start of the year that the supporters really need to get in behind this team because they're working so hard. And from a Tipperary supporter point of view, like, you know, last year had gone so poorly. We didn't win any game in the Munster Championship. We were embarrassed at home to Cork in Thurles last year. And the supporters are probably slow to get behind the team maybe at the start of the year. But first round of the league away to Galway and Pearse Stadium again, like John said there, a real dreary kind of day. Tip played really, really well. A lot of the younger players were starting to play. And I think that kind of made it an easy team to support, because the supporters were seeing incredible work rate, new players coming in that have given Tip a lot of success in recent years, whether it be minor in 2022 or whether it be the under 20 teams in the last couple of years. So the likes of Darren McCarthy, Sam O'Farrell, Robert Doyle at the back there, a new player coming in, and Oisin O'Donoghue, another one of the under 20 players. These players have given the Tip supporters a lot to cheer about in the last few years when we haven't had much to cheer about at the senior grade. So the team kind of, the supporters have really kind of got behind that element, and we've seen the performances this year. And I think the team has probably gained more of a bond with the supporters. I think in years gone by, you didn't hear much of the Tipperary team. You didn't really know what some of them might have looked like. Whereas this year, they're much more open. They've had the meet and greets. They've done probably more interviews, and that all kind of adds to it as well. So there's a familiarity and a good bond building up between the supporters and the players. And I don't think anyone in Tip expected us to be here looking forward to an All-Ireland final, given where we were last year. So that excitement and kind of surprise element has really added to the whole thing as well.
John, what about your own county supporters? It's something that we touched upon earlier in the week, but it's striking, isn't it, how young so many of the Cork supporters are?
Yeah, it's amazing, really. I think Cork have had a lot of young players coming through as well, just like Paul said, for Tip in the last couple of years there. And there's great affection for that group. And, you know, Cork is a mad sporting county. To be fair, arguably, Cork is probably the best, without doubt, the best supported GAA county, maybe one of the best supported sports groups in the country at this stage, all generations. But it's partly, I think, Rachel, because they're so exciting to watch, this Cork team as well. They score so many goals. There's so much happening in Cork matches at the moment that they really have appealed to supporters of all ages. And that coupled, really, I think even the younger generation are realising they've never witnessed Cork lifting the Liam McCarthy Cup, and that heightens the excitement, the anticipation, the want, really, from a Cork point of view. And that has added to the whole build up to the game. I know we were down this road last year. I was just hoping, being down this road again this year, that there'll be a happy ending to it, but who knows, it promises to be a cracker.
Well, listen, I know you both can't have a great day on Sunday, but Shannon, I won't ask for any predictions, but insofar as you can, I hope you both enjoy the day, and I hope your co-commentators survive intact as well, because judging by the clips we heard at the start, there could be some heart attacks in the ground on Sunday. Listen, thank you both very much for joining us this afternoon. We heard there from John Cashman and also from Paul Carroll.